2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Cashgate coming at you. We're going to do a little show, something new to maybe some of you guys. Thrive Fantasy. It's a prop daily fantasy sports app for player props. So if you don't have all that time to do all the research for fantasy sports, you know, to make a lineup on FanDuel or DraftKings, and say you're into player props or you just want to be able to make a few lineups here using player props over under. It's really easy. It's really fun. I was messing around with it. I took a few screenshots through the app and threw up here. For the NFL contest they got coming up, they have $10,000 in this contest, and you get a total of 20 picks. You have to pick 10 of them, and you're basically picking the over under. The riskier the pick, you're going to get more points. The less risky you'll get, less points. So there is some strategy in picking some of these that might not pan out or might be a little bit more difficult to happen. So what they do is they take each team, put the elite players on the team, and so we'll have five players on each team here. We'll go through each team, the picks that I like on each of them. Sign up using promo code DFS Army. You'll receive an instant $20 match on your first deposit here over here at Thrive Fantasy. So give them a shot. Something different, man. It, you know, NFL's winding down. Why not take a chance and do something a little different? And you can download the Thrive Fantasy app at the App Store or Play Store, depending on your device, if you're iOS or your Google. Or you can go over to www.thrivefantasy.com and sign up. Prop up today. So like I said, you choose 10 out of 20 of these picks that we'll go through. And like I said, each prop has a fantasy point associated with it. So you're just going over under what you think they're going to hit. Like I said, the more risky you're getting more points, the less risky you'll get less points. So you do have to take a little bit of risk, I think, to win some of these tournaments here. So it makes it real interesting. And one thing is they just don't have NFL. You know, they got NBA as well. Baseball's coming up. They got PGA. And if you're a guy that likes esports, they have esports as well. So you got a little bit of everything. Should be something interesting. Again, something I'm going to mess around with this weekend and see if I can make some money. It's kind of fun. I enjoy prop bets. Probably one of my favorite bets to make when it comes over to just the FanDuel and DraftKings sports books is prop bets. And I think why not if you're good at those, you know, hedge over and play a little Thrive Fantasy and attack them. So we'll look at KC here real quick. Both of these teams coming up the NFL championship, the conference championships here on the NFC and AFC, they both played each other this season. So we do have a little bit of history we can look at. Not saying that's how the games are going to go, but KC did play Tennessee Titans back on November 10th this year. And Tennessee actually beat them 35-32. Now, that was going into Tennessee. They will be playing Kansas City in Kansas City. And we all know that's a whole different place to play from. So if you're looking at that, I'm picking Kansas City to win this game. I know Tennessee's been on a great run. They've, you know, beat Baltimore, which was a huge upset. They're just going to keep getting behind their workhorse here. But let's look at the Kansas City side of the ball. In that matchup, Mahomes threw for 446 yards and three touchdowns, threw for 50 times. I think they're going to have to do something similar here. So as we look at Patrick Mahomes, he's got a 297.5 total passing yards. The over is 95. The under is 105. So they're basically saying the riskier bet is the under. I would take the over here in those 95 points. If they're going to win this game, it's going to be on Mahomes' arm. They got so many weapons, and they dump the ball off a ton. So for me, it's an easy over. Damien Williams, 51.5 rushing yards, over under here. He actually ran for 77 yards in the same matchup in 19 carries. So we know he can get it done. He might get it done a little bit more in the screen game, but 51.5 yards where we know he's going to be the lead dog. I would take the over on that. I just think, especially if they get up, they'll maybe run the ball a little bit more. You know, he's very explosive. It only takes one big run to really hit that. So it is being a little bit more of the riskier play. You know, if they get down, it's going to hurt them. So if you see the game script where KC gets up a little bit here, then you probably see a little bit more run. If you think they're down, then I probably would take the under there, but I would lean the over. Travis Kelce, 77.5 total receiving yards. You get 100 points for the over, 100 points for the under. They're kind of just even money here. He put up 75 in the first matchup with 7 receptions. So that's a really good line to set it at. I still would lean the over here. I think they'll lean on Kelce again. Hill had 19 targets last game against Tennessee and caught 11 of them. I think it'll be a little bit more spread out. So I would take the over there for Kelce for 77.5 yards. I think they get it done by the air. Tyreek Hill, again, 4.5 receptions. Overs 85, unders 115. Like we said, he had 19 targets this first matchup. Caught 11 of those balls for 157 and a touchdown. You can get over top of Tennessee, and that's where Hill does his damage. So if you were going to pick it, I'd go the over for 85 points. But again, it's the highest points that you're trying to get to. So you're not going to want to look for, you know, it's not just making the right pick, but you want the highest score. So I don't know if that's a massive hit, but I think it's probably one of the easier ones, 4.5 receptions. And then Sammy Watkins with the half point for a touchdown. He had 9 targets last game, caught 5 of them for 39 yards. I think if you're playing multiple lineups in this, I would go over a half touchdown, but it's real risky because they have Hill, they have Kelce, they got Williams out of the backfield. Shoot, they got Mahomes just running, you know, naked bootlegs out for touchdowns. So I would probably, you know, the safer bet, like you said, is the under, but this is one of those, you know, anyone can score touchdowns. So I would look at the over in tournaments, but the safer play is definitely the under here. Let's head over and look at San Francisco. San Francisco, Jimmy Garoppolo, 2.5 touchdowns. Actually, let's not look at San Francisco. Let's look at Tennessee real quick. Tennessee, Tannehill, 20.5. I just, total completions. No, I want the under on that. I don't know. If Tennessee just runs the damn ball. So if you think KC gets up by 2 or 3 touchdowns, we could see a little bit more passing by them. So I guess if you look at it that way. So in tournaments, maybe look at it that way. But again, the more conservative call is the under on that. Derrick Henry, man, what a line that is. 165.5 rushing and reception yards. We know he doesn't catch a ton of balls. You know, that's not what he does. He runs the ball. He doesn't catch a ton of balls. You know, that's not. But, you know, in this same matchup, and he's put up massive – he's got almost 100 touches in the last 4 games. So he's touching the ball average on 25 times a game. He had 23 rushes for 188 the first time they were out here. The ball goes through Henry here. I think that is a massive line to set, but how heavily they feed him, I'm torn between this over under. I think if KC gets this done and they have to maybe abandon the run a little bit, because if they get up early 2 or 3 touchdowns, they're going to have to pass the ball to Tannehill. I know that they're a run heavy team first, but if you get down 2 or 3 touchdowns, what are you going to do? So I might take the under on that, even though, you know, Henry's been a beast. I might look at the under there. Deion Lewis, half rushing touchdowns, reception touchdowns, a half. So he needs to get one. I would take the under there. Now, if you think they're falling behind and they're going to use more Lewis, I just don't think they would do it. I just think if they're going to be passing, they're going to be looking downfield. I think Humphreys is back, so they're looking at Brown, Humphreys, Davis, those guys like that. So I would go the under there, even at 70 points. Not getting a ton of points there, but I would look for the under. A.J. Brown, 67.5. Again, if you think they're going to get down, he struggled this first game. Again, they ran the ball a ton. Humphreys was in this game. He got one catch for one touchdown for 23 yards. But Brown only put up 4 targets, 1 catch, 17 yards. That's it. He's been kind of a beast here. 67.5. It really depends on how you think this game's going to go. I kind of feel I want to go under on this, but 67.5, they're going to have to throw. I think if you're going to go, if you're going to take, say, both Henry and Brown, if you go over on Henry, I'd go under on Brown. If you go over on Brown, I go under on Henry. So that's kind of how I'd correlate those two plays. Corey Davis over 2.5 receptions. Again, if you think they're going to be behind here, I would definitely go the over on this. And again, going into KC in that hostile territory, I think that's the way to look at it. All right, let's head on over to Green Bay, San Francisco, and let's look at San Francisco side of the ball first. Now they met again. They met back in where was it? Oh, what was the date they met? I think it was November 24th. San Francisco 37, Green Bay 8. Now, I don't expect that much of a butt-whipping here, but I do expect San Francisco to win this game. Green Bay on the road. San Francisco is just more well-rounded team. I'll never put anything past Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers got just horrible. Got sacked 5 times for 38 yards. His QB rating was 75.8. So, horrible QB rating. Only threw one touchdown, 104 yards, and 33 attempts. So, yeah. Garoppolo threw 253 yards and 2 touchdowns in this game. Again, they got a bunch of backs here. You know, Mostert, Coleman, Breida. They have a bunch of backs. So, 2.5 touchdowns is way up there. I see the over is more of a risky pick if you're thinking on 3. If you think this game is going to be a shootout, then that's when you throw Garoppolo in the over. If San Francisco gets up, I can see them just pounding the ball with all these running backs. So I would go the under there. And like you said, I think that's where, you know, the safer pick is, and Thrive Fantasy agrees as well. Tevin Coleman had a game last week. Oh, he had a game. 56.5 total rush yards. That's a heck of a line, because if you think they're going to not run Mostert out there and they're going to keep running Tevin Coleman, I would go the over. But this could be an interesting underpick. Maybe they go Mostert a ton here and not so much Coleman. So this could be one where you could get over the field here and go under in your 10 picks that you have to make. Emmanuel Sanders, get 56.5 total reception yards. In the first game, he had one catch for 15 yards and one target. So it doesn't say a whole lot. This is the championship game. If it's a competitive game, he's going to go way over that. They're kind of split down the middle. You get 100 points for over and under here. I would kind of lean the under in this. But if you think it's a competitive game, not like last time, then I would lean the over. Thanks for the follow, Rain. Appreciate it. Kittle, 7.5 total receptions. That's a ton of receptions. He got 6 for 129 last game. If it's competitive, I would go over that. But if you think San Francisco runs the ball, I would go under. Same thing with Deebo Samuel. Over a half touchdown. These are where you can really rack up some points. I would go the over on this just because he's extremely explosive. It only takes one play. They get him the ball a bunch. So a reception touchdown. He had one last game, only had 2 targets, but one of them was a touchdown. very explosive guy. So I would look at the over to get those 120 points. In the last game, or the last team here, let's look at Green Bay. Passing yards, over 235. Now, he had 104 last game. I think I would take the over here. You get 100 points. Rodgers is going to go out slinging, especially if they get down, which I expect them to get down. So I would easily take the over on that. Aaron Jones, total rushing and receiving. The big thing is the reception yards, because he's going to catch the ball out of the backfield quite a bit. Looks like the under is the way to go here, but if they're going to be down a bunch, you know, maybe get a bunch of reception yards, but if it's Rodgers airing it out to Davante Adams, they'd go the under. Talking about Davante Adams, over 72.5 reception yards. I'll easily take the over there. He only put up 43 and 7 catches at 12 targets, but that's an easy over for me if this game's going to be competitive at all. That's his guy. That's who he looks at. Alan Lazard, over 2.5 catches. Lazard only had 1 catch on 2 targets for 7 yards. I would, you know, the over's the good bet there. You know, if they're trying to play catch up, though, and you want to try to go, you know, swing for the fence, you know, maybe go for the over here. These last two, basically. Jimmy Graham at over a touchdown for 125 points for a Jimmy Graham touchdown. Jimmy Graham's just not really been around. I mean, he had one catch for 7 yards and 2 targets in this game. It's basically going to be, you know, Aaron Rodgers looks at Davante Adams. You know, Lazard's been there lately. And then he looks at Aaron Jones and Williams. But, you know, for a touchdown in the red zone, if you want to look at Jimmy Graham, it's a risky play. But if you're looking to, you know, win that money, that's where to look at. So, again, this is Thrive Fantasy, man. It's way less research. You don't have to build lineups. You're just picking. Out of all 20 of these picks that we went through, you're looking to pick just 10 of them and to score the most points. So you want to take a little bit of risk in some of these. I would build them kind of a game scripts, how you think it's going to go. And then if you do prop betting, man, it's right in your wheelhouse with this Thrive Fantasy. So, again, use promo code DFS Army. Get over there, sign up. You get instant match, your first $20 deposit. If you have any questions about any of these picks, just hit us up in Slack, and we'll all do the best to answer these over-unders. You know, we're here to help you, man. And it's just another app that we can answer some questions on and maybe help grow a little bit. And again, if you're into esports, it's one of the few places that has esports that if you want to play. And with NBA right here, really love these prop bets. So, yeah, head on over. Give Thrive Fantasy a try. Should be a fun NFL weekend. And appreciate you for tuning in. Sign up and prop up today. Deuces.